regarding the berachot on lightning and thunder, which the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah in berachot, that when one sees the bolt of lightning, he must make a beracha or say ma'aseh bereshit with Shem u'Malchut, means the complete beracha. Also, when he hears lightning, he should also make, according to the Mishnah, according to the text that we have, also Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. And actually, that's the opinion of Maran, that the Berachah of Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit can be made on both lightning and thunder, which comes out, actually, you'll be making the same Berachah twice in a short period of time. Which means when the first bolt of lightning strikes and you see it, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim Melech HaOlam, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. A few seconds later, the thunder comes. It's a new obligation. So according to Maran, you can make another beracha or say ma'aseh bereshit. The Taz, for that reason, says that the custom is to make on thunder shekohol gburatoma le'olam, which is another beracha, just in order that you don't make two back-to-back or say ma'aseh bereshits. Not to say if you did, it would be a beracha lebatala, but just to make another beracha so you don't say it back to back, because usually the thunder follows the lightning. So therefore, that would be the halakha. If you saw the bolt of lightning within toch kedei dibur, which is within a matter of a second or two from when you saw it, you must make the beracha. From the time you hear the thunder, within a few seconds, toch kedei dibur again, which is the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, which is a second practically. So you have to make the beracha shekohol gburatom le'olam. Because of this technicality of making the beracha immediately, the Ben Ish Hai writes that the custom in Baghdad was not to make these berachot with Shemu Malchut. They would say Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit and Baruch Shekohol Gburatom Le'olam, because not everybody is careful to know exactly Toch Kedei Dibur, Not Kedei Dibur. If you're 2 seconds late, that's it, it's a Berakah Le'batala. And he says not everybody knows the halakha that you only make the Berakah once, and therefore you're going to see another bolt of lightning, you'll have a guy that's going to make it again, and another Sunday is going to make it again. So he says the Minhag of Baghdad is not to make it. And he asked Rabbi Eliyahu Mani from Eretz Israel, and that Eliyahu Mani wrote him back and said that's the minhag also in Eretz Israel, not to make the beracha, these two berachot, b'shem u'malchut, and he bases it on a sefer called Petach HaDevir. The Ben Ish Hai writes that he doesn't have the sefer Petach HaDevir in front of him, but we have the sefer Petach HaDevir, and we'll quote exactly what the Petach HaDevir said. The Petach HaDevir writes, he wants to know, he's actually shocked on the Minhaga Olam that they don't make these Berachot B'Shem U'Malchut. So he's trying to figure out what could be the logic why the Minhaga Olam is not making these Berachot when Maran says you're supposed to make them and when the Gemara says you're supposed to make them. So he says, Ve'efshar lidachek b'yeshuv ha-minhag dekevan deba'in antena'im, since you need the conditions of Tochet Dibur, and also as we explain, you're only supposed to make it once, so the people might not know, so therefore, and also you have the opinion of the Ra'avad, which is an opinion that holds that any of these Berachot in Beracha and Masechet Berachot Perek Tisya'i, they're all without Shemu Malchut. So therefore you have that opinion also that throws into the mix, but then he writes, very important, Mikol Makom, Modina Beha, we all agree, the Hachamim Yudei Chelukei Adinim Yibarechu B'Shem U'Malchut Kemo Shetiknu Chazal B'Toch Kedei Dibur. But the Hachamim, who know the law, who learned the subject, who know what it means Toch Kedei Dibur, who know exactly when they have to make the Beracha, so therefore this doesn't apply. And for the Amaharis guy, okay, maybe it's another story, but today Baruch Hashem we have people that are studying Gemara, people that are learning Halakha, people that are sensitive to Beracha L'Batala, and therefore they're careful, they're cognizant. Therefore, the halakha, one should make these berachot b'shem u'malchut. This is the opinion also of Hacham Avadya Yosef, to make the berachot on lightning, or sema sebereshit, and right after that, when you hear the thunder toch kedei dibur, to make shekohol gburato male olam. Again, one beracha per storm. Of course, if the clouds cleared up, and then another storm came, the same day, you could make the berachot over again. But in the same storm, you portend yourself the first time. Now, if you didn't make the beracha on the first bolt of lightning because you didn't make it toch kedei dibur, then you can't make the beracha on the second bolt of lightning that you see. For that matter, on the thunder, if you didn't catch the first thunder, the first sound of the thunder, you can't make it on the next sound, so long as it is again toch kedei dibur.